committee will now take public testimony on Senate Bill 250. Are there any proponents on Senate Bill 250?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Corey Nelson, Department of Corrections. I'll keep this quick as we have about 3 or 4 minutes here for you. Basically, what this bill does is it makes a Class 1 misdemeanor for individuals employed within the Department of Corrections or the Department of Human Services to basically take, borrow, or steal anything with a value of over $5 from any inmate, juvenile, or patient in our facilities. What it does is it sets a precedent for individuals in a position of trust to not be involved in financial dealings with the individuals in our care. In many cases, it can be someone can be very influential over someone in their care and potentially borrow money from them without actually being a termed a theft, and we want to make sure that we have some provisions available to deal with those individuals rather than just termination of employment. That simply states what the bill does.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Senate Bill 250.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Lynn Valenti with the Department of Human Services, and the Department of Human Services also supports this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents, Senate Bill 250. Seeing no further proponents, are there any questions of the proponents by members of the committee? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Nelson, if I may.
Certainly.
Can you explain to me why you believe it's necessary that we make a law this way when it appears to me that you could just make a rule of employment and deal with it that way?
We currently do have it as a rule of employment as far as termination. Basically, you know, one thing that precipitated this, we did have an individual, not within the Department of Corrections, but within the Department of Human Services, the West Farm program, that began financial dealings and borrowing a significant amount of money up to about $260 from an individual in the care. Now, they did borrow it from the person did agree to loan it to them, but, you know, it was our impression that person really didn't have the intent to pay that back, and being that that young person was in the care of the state, there's the considerable influence that a staff member may have over that person to be involved in those dealings.
Further questions of the proponents?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
It is my understanding this bill is the same that they are using in nursing homes at the present time. Is that correct? Is that a law in the nursing homes?
Nursing homes have a similar bill. I can't tell you exactly what that is.
Representative Mattson.
Mr. Nelson, I can't find Title 22, so I'm going to count on you to help me out here. Isn't there existing in statute in Title 22, isn't it a crime of theft to basically take advantage of a person who may be in, say, a nursing care facility for various reasons?
I believe you're correct on that, on the nursing care facility side, but there's nothing specifically addressing a correctional facility or a Department of Human Services facility.
Okay.
Representative Mattson, the chairman will note SECL 2230A17, grand theft and petty theft. It's a Class 1 misdemeanor if it's less than $500 in a nursing facility or hospital. Further questions from the committee? Any of the proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Senate Bill 250. Seeing none, we will close the committee action on Senate Bill 250. Any committee action or discussion on Senate Bill 250? Representative Mattson.
I move to pass.
There is a do pass motion by Representative Mattson, seconded by Representative Monroe. Further discussion on that do pass motion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Dr. Dahl?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Senate Bill 250 do pass, passes on a vote of 8 yeas, 1 nay, and 4 excused. Senate Bill 250 goes to the floor, do pass.